We're going to start in my hometown of Los Angeles, which is a buzzing, endless grid of bright lights, concrete, and freeways. But we're headed to a place with pine trees and coyotes, high above the humdrum existence of most LA mortals, somewhere where you can actually see the stars and planets in the dark winter sky. It's called the Mount Wilson Observatory, and for more than a century, it's been a kind of gateway to the heavens. Here's how a newsreel described it back in 1930.
6,000 feet up with Mount Wilson Observatory below, the scientific eye of America. Great changes are occurring throughout the universe. The observatory's 100-inch telescope...
Inside two white domes, you'll find a pair of aging but still mighty telescopes. And they're pretty important in the history of astronomy. All these superstars of astroscience like Edwin Hubble, George Ellery Hale, and Albert Einstein himself have looked through these telescopes. And you can too, for a price. You can rent them for the whole night. It's not cheap, but it does come with free snacks and an astronomer to guide your trip through the astonishing wonders of the dark and endless sky. Reporter Peter Gilstrap made the sundown trip up Angeles Crest Highway to see what happens on Mount Wilson when the stars come out.
That's the 100-ton dome turning to accommodate the view of the 60-inch telescope. A move it's been making since things began here so long ago.
In 1908, it was the largest telescope in the world.
That's telescope operator Tom Mason. He's one of a devoted cadre of amateur astronomers and retired engineers who keep things going atop Mount Wilson. He's been volunteering at the observatory for 17 years.
It was the first telescope placed on a mountain this size. It was the first real enactment of the mirror reflecting type telescope. So you have a lot of history here.
The telescope itself is an industrial latticework of tubular steel angled toward a crack in the dome like a cannon. It's about the size of a crouching Tyrannosaurus Rex, and it's painted baby blue. The tube got here 113 years ago on the back of a truck that barely made it up the winding dirt road from Pasadena. The unbelievably delicate 60-inch mirror that's the reflecting heart of the telescope arrived by a team of pack mules. Since the machine opened its enormous eye on the skies, it's lived to become the granddaddy of virtually every modern scope in existence. And while down below, Los Angeles constantly grows and mutates upon itself, demolishing and building again and again, year after year, up on Mount Wilson, things barely change.
Now, do we have the technology to hook this up to a computer and guide it? Yes. Mount Wilson is not willing to trust this to a computer, and that's why we still operate it by hand.
They don't trust it to a computer. It's a notion that's absolutely breathtaking. And don't even think about cell reception up here. You can look down the eyepiece at an ancient long-dead star still beaming its ghost light toward Earth, but you can't text anyone about it.
The telescope and the whole tower itself obey the slightest touch of the control buttons. At the top, another astronomer gets ready to photograph the heavens. To the scientist, the quarrels and wars of this small Earth must seem mighty petty as he penetrates celestial mysteries such as these.
Many of those celestial mysteries were solved at the observatory. Scientist Harlow Shapley worked at Mount Wilson from 1914 to 1921. He used the telescopes to determine the size of the Milky Way galaxy. Yes, the size of the galaxy. This guy you've never heard of did that. He also found that Earth was not the center of that galaxy.
So what did that do? That moved us off out here off one of the arms of the galaxy. Great discovery right here with the 60-inch telescope.
Yeah. And a blow to the ego of those who thought we were running the show.
Yes, well, our ego has been blown a couple times up here because we thought we were the only galaxy there, and then Hubble came along and discovered that, yes, there is another galaxy out there. And now we're in the billions of galaxies type thing.
Does it make you feel very, very tiny when you think about that?
Yes, it does. Because of how big this is. But also, as a Christian, it also brings my attention to something. The scripture says, O Lord, O Lord, what is man that you are mindful of him compared to this great universe you made? And this little dust spot, the Earth, and then I'm a dust spot on that Earth.
Astronomy loves darkness, and by the late 1990s, Los Angeles had become ground zero for light pollution. As scientific research was moving from Mount Wilson to low-wattage places like Chile, the decision was made to open the facility to the public. This rare opportunity has drawn all kinds of people up the mountain. Sunshine Day came from Long Beach with an open mind and no real idea of what she would experience. A friend gave her a ticket. Now, as she steps away from gazing through the telescope, she looks stunned, even above her mask.
This is my very first time here.
So tell me what just happened.
Wow. I'm looking at these what appears to be like dots, but they're actually the planets. And as I fine-tune the eyepiece, I can actually see how different the two planets are. It's amazing to be able to see that far.
It's got to be hundreds of miles.
At least.
So, looking through this mountaintop window into the distant reaches of space, what does she think about?
I think about what's happening out there in the sky is actually also happening inside of me, like all my cells and capillaries, my organs, how things are just kind of orbiting and rotating, how my lungs fill with air, and, you know, that there's just like this divine order to things. And I don't know much about the stars and those planets and what's out there, but I imagine that macrocosm is sort of like the microcosm within my body, you know? I don't know. I just, those are the things that I get to think about when I come to places like this. Like having it to rent out and just to be able to come and see this is absolutely awesome.
And so the night goes on. And once again, the howling aria from the aging gears begins as the dome and the telescope slowly turn to chase the shifting stars and galaxies across the sky. And once again, these humble people of Earth, with their coffee and their fascination, wait to approach the telescope, look in, and see the next strange and beautiful wonder. For the California Report, I'm Peter Gilstrap on Mount Wilson.